Can you imagine our forefathers walking around in today's world? I envision them in their long velvet waistcoats, knee-length pants, and hair in ponytails. They would be mystified by televisions, computers, and iPhones, awed by automobiles, and enamored with grocery stores. It would be an advanced world that they could never have envisioned. But what they could envision 237 years ago was an America that believed in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. An America that believed in freedom of speech, freedom of religion, due process of law, and other individual rights. When our forefathers fought for independence from Great Britain, they sought freedom from a government they believed was growing increasingly tyrannical. They wanted to form a nation that ensured freedom and equal protections for all, and that was derived from the consent of the governed. Our nation still embodies these values today, although it does look much different. If our forefathers turned on the television today to watch cable news, they would see an almost constant political debate in a 24-hour news cycle. They wouldn't see lengthy discussions or well-thought-out essays on the important topics of our day. They would see brief sound bites that don't always give the full explanation and understanding. Those debates on the surface are about a singular issue, but I believe our forefathers would see the deeper meaning. These issues that the American people argue about today are rooted in the philosophies that our forefathers believed were so important in forming a new nation. Those fundamental rights would be recognizable to the great men who understood their necessity and value, even if they had to watch the discussion on a flat-screen TV for the first time. Their vision is still alive and well in America today. Our politics, no matter how tense they may get, are always focused on the premise of the freedoms for which our forefathers so desperately fought. I can see them on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, looking out over the paved roads, streetlights, and modern buildings in wonderment. Just a few blocks away in the National Archives, they would see their work displayed in the rotunda, their words staring back at them through thick, unbreakable glass, words that hundreds of visitors would pore over every day. I believe that our forefathers would understand and see that their words, documented for so many generations to study and revere, are more than just the founding of our nation. They are immortalized in the American way of life and understood by all Americans how important their protected liberties are. America today is our forefathers' vision. Americans today speak under the cloak of the First Amendment. They own guns protected by the Second Amendment. They do not have to incriminate themselves, and they can demand due process of law. While America is not perfect, we are always striving to form that more perfect union. We have the steady guidance of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Our forefathers could not have predicted airplanes or the internet, but they could see that some principles are unwavering, no matter the technological advancements or societal changes. It was, and still is, self-evident that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Americans are free to choose their own path, live life as they choose to live it, and do it under the shield of our enumerated rights. While it may be imperfect and some may attempt to corrupt it, I believe that America today is the vision of our forefathers.